We're going to move now to our international briefing and look south to Mexico. We've reported extensively on how the drug violence has affected lives along the border and around the country, but now the violence has spread to the country's top tourist destination, Cancun. This week, Mexican authorities detained the city's police chief in connection with the kidnapping, torture, and murder of retired Army Brigadier General Enrique Tello. He was kidnapped just one day after having been asked to assemble a task force to combat drug trafficking and corruption. Joining us now to tell us more about all this is Jesus Esquivel. He's Washington correspondent for Proceso, a leading political magazine in Mexico. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for talking to us.
Hi, Michelle.
Now, you talked to us earlier this year, and you mentioned that the drug violence in Mexico you think is kind of one of the great undercovered stories that going on right now. I'd like to ask, obviously this is a big story in Mexico, but how significant was this latest killing? How big of a story was it?
Well, that's a signal that the Mexican authorities don't have control of the major populated cities in Mexico. Cancun, for example, it used to be a very safe place for tourists and for Mexican citizens. But now the Zetas, who is the group of killers hired by the cartel to eliminate people, are the ones who control cities like Cancun. And that's incredible. The Mexican government just arrested yesterday the suspect of the killing. His name is Octavio Almaza Morales, known by the Viking. He's a member of the Zetas, and according to the official story that nobody believes in Mexico, is that he was working with the Francisco Velasco Delgado, the police chief of Cancun. It's a very strange story, Michelle, honestly. General Enrique Tello Quiñones was one of those guys who was honestly on his work to combat the drug traffickers in Mexico. And the people, after this killing, the Mexican citizens in Cancun, I suppose they don't feel safe.
Now, there was an extraordinary picture that ran in a number of Mexican newspapers and American media outlets. It shows the president, Felipe Calderon, and other top officials standing as a sort of an honor guard around
the
casket,
yeah.
Around the casket of General Tello. What message are they trying to send?
Unity. I think that's the only message they can send to the Mexican public and to the international community. In Mexico, there is a sense that President Calderon is in a desperate move trying to convince people that he's in charge, that the Mexican military is doing a very good job. And in some parts of the country, that is true. But Cancun is lost. I really believe the Zetas are the bad guys who control most of the cities. There is a lot of drugs in Cancun. It's a major point to transport drugs coming from South America, especially Colombia and Venezuela, and then to the U.S. There is no reason for the Mexican people to believe that these suspects that were arrested yesterday are the real killers of General Enrique Tello Quiñones. One of the major problems for the Mexican government is they lost credibility in the last couple of years.
Well, Jesus, it suggests that the government does not have control of this problem and does not seem to be in striking distance of getting control of this problem. And given that Cancun is close to the United States, as we discussed, a major tourist destination, does this suggest that this additional support from the United States is warranted? And if so, of what order?
Well, they are expecting a new policy from Obama administration. But so far, we haven't heard anything from President Obama about it. He hasn't picked up the guy who's going to be in charge as the drug czars of the U.S. And the DEA, who is the federal agency of the United States, is really working with Mexico, are kind of waiting to see what's going to happen in the next few months. The Mérida Initiative, it was an approach approved during the Bush administration, and Mexico is waiting $450 million from that initiative to be approved by the U.S. Congress in order to receive the help from the United States. But I really believe, Michelle, that the Obama administration hasn't noticed that the U.S. has a scorpion in his back. The Mexican drug cartels are operating here in the United States. And you will see, I understand, on February 25th, there's going to be an announcement of an arrest of more than 700 members of the Mexican drug cartels inside of the United States.
Inside of the United States.
Yes.
And you're saying this is a very, very serious problem and perhaps not recognized as seriously as it perhaps should have been to this point.
No, it hasn't been recognized by the U.S. government, with the exception of the DEA, the federal agency that is working hard to combat these Mexican drug traffickers. Mexico really needs help, and I really believe that if the Obama administration wants to combat this problem, he needs to listen to the Mexican authorities how they can help.
All right. Jesus, thank you so much. We have to leave it there for now. That was Jesus Esquivel, correspondent for Mexico's Proceso magazine. It's a leading political magazine in Mexico. He joined us from NPR member station WCBE in Columbus, Ohio, where he's currently on a reporting assignment. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle.